Welcome to part three of Think Like a CEO. So let me ask you to think about four quick questions. I want you to really think about your thoughts and your feelings for each one of them. Number one, so how's business? Perhaps you're thinking, I don't have enough business, I have too much business, I'm overwhelmed. Whatever your thoughts are, just keep that with you. Question number two, so what's your plan? Maybe you're thinking, I gotta hustle more, or maybe you're going, you know, I'm hoping that I'm gonna be able to do this, or you're saying, someday I'll, you know, fill in the blank. Question number three, how big's your team? You're thinking, I don't have a team, it's easier to do it myself, or maybe I don't have enough money to hire a team. And the last question here is, okay, my friend, what about your finances? Now, if you're like most people, you go, oh my God, I wish you hadn't asked that question. Or you just think, well, I don't know, or maybe I can wait till the end of the year. So if any of these things sound like you, then my friend, we're going to get real honest and say that I'm guessing you're kind of living in chaos in your business. And this Think Like a CEO series is specifically for you, because I know that you're thinking, something's got to change so that I can grow and scale without losing my sanity. Welcome to the Work Less, Profit More Business podcast for business owners who are sick and tired of being the chief everything officer, the jugglers, and the firefighters, and who would rather become a highly effective CEO with a well-oiled business machine. Hi, I'm Diana Lidstone, business strategist known for my straight talk, no BS, and simple growth strategies and mindset shifts that bring my clients more joy, profit, and freedom. So if you're a lawyer, financial advisor, real estate investor, maybe an accountant or other owner who feels trapped in the day-to-day running of your business, then welcome aboard. Okay, so here we are in the third episode of the Think Like a CEO series. And my friends, if you haven't listened to episode 108, 11 Small Business Pitfalls, then please, please, please go back and listen as I share with you the real root cause of those pitfalls. And, you know, episode 109, where I share the hot chocolate story, what got you here won't take you there. It'll make so much more sense if you listen to those before you go on with this episode. So as I said, in episode 108, I pointed out 11 pitfalls that keep business owners from that seven-figure success, and I shared with you how to avoid them. And at the end of that episode, I give you some straight talk that the real root cause of those pitfalls, those mistakes, those whatever you want to call them, is the business owner. And that could be you. But alas, my friend, it's not your fault. It's just the natural progression of business growth. You see, your business is sort of like a child. It goes through different growth stages. And you as the business owner, as the CEO, have to grow, adapt, learn new skills along the way. Now, my daughter, at the time of this recording, is a new mom. She's learning how to breastfeed, how to juggle getting work done, and waking up multiple times in the night. You might remember those days. And you know that as a parent, she's also going to have to learn new skills as her child goes off to school and even becomes a teenager. It's no different for your business. At each stage of business growth, you have new skills to learn. And so I want to explain these different stages, and I would suggest that you go to the show notes and look at the business growth diagram. It's going to make so much more sense to see it. So the first stage of business growth is called emerge, or I call it emerge. You see, you're the operator, the solopreneur, and you wear all the hats because you just don't have the money to hire a team at this point. You see, you're learning how to be the marketing department, how to be the sales department, how to be the administration and operations department, and probably the finance department. Working hard and doing everything is the norm in this phase of business growth. Now, you can keep it up for a time being, just like a new mom, but you know, and you probably hope, that it won't last forever. Phase two is what I call the growth phase. And here, you know, you're growing, you're making money, But my friend, you probably don't have a lot of time to spend it. You see, you've really become that chief everything officer. It's become the norm for you to still wear all the hats, even though you've hired sporadically so your organization can have more clients. You're still delivering tons of those programs, products, or services, and maybe you're even feeling a little overwhelmed and out of control. You know, something has to change or you'll burn out. If this is you, then you're probably caught in the day-to-day running of your business, or what I refer to as the growth trap. You see, you as the business owner, it's time for you to evolve. It's time for you to become the CEO rather than the chief everything officer. And then there's phase three. And as you move into the freedom phase, you take a sigh of relief because you've arrived. You've made the shift to what I call the highly effective CEO, but it didn't happen overnight. You see, you've realized that the biggest reason why business owners and organizations don't reach their goals is that they focus on what they want. They focus on the revenue. They focus on the profit numbers instead of who they need to become in order to make their goals happen. You need to become a better leader. You need to learn new leadership skills. You need to become a better delegator. You need to learn delegation skills. So let's be clear here. There is a huge difference between chief everything officer and a CEO. You see, a chief everything officer feels as though her life and business are probably a little out of control, constantly overwhelmed, bouncing from one activity to another, putting out one fire and another, throwing the balls up in the air. Which one are you going to catch because you're juggling so many things? It's constantly being trapped in a state of reacting to outside forces. In other words, you're constantly solving other people's problems, constantly making decisions. And if it were a game of hockey, you're constantly playing defense. So what the heck's the difference between that and a highly effective CEO? You see, a CEO is in control. A CEO runs a business, not the business running their life. A CEO is laser focused on the priorities that drive growth. A CEO feels joyful as relationships are blooming rather than fading. And yet, if there's chaos, the CEO still knows what to focus on. They are more confident, more grounded. But my friends, this takes mindset, emotion, and performance to the whole new level. How do I know? Take me back to my retail days. I had four staff of a growing retail business, a husband who traveled for the corporate position he was in, a teenage son testing my boundaries every single day, and as I referred to in the hot chocolate story, a bedridden, ill daughter. And so what did I do? I did what I thought I needed to do. I tried to push through it. I tried to do all the things. I tried to wear all the hats, and I almost burnt out. You see, I became disconnected from not just my employees, but my family. I cried every single frickin' morning on that drive to work. And if cell phones had been as popular as they are today, cell phone would have been attached or growing out of my ear. I knew something had to change, and that something was me. You see, the biggest bottlenecks in most businesses is the business owner. And here's the thing. Your business growth can't outgrow your inner growth. Let me say that again. Your business growth can't outgrow your inner growth. And as I explained in the hot chocolate story, the previous episode, those beliefs, thoughts, actions, and habits that got you to this point in your business won't work to take you to the next level of success for your business. So in this episode, I want to walk you through five mindset shifts, and I use the acronym of the word SHIFT to compare a chief everything officer to a CEO. Would you like to discover the number one problem that's holding your business back? I invite you to take my free quiz, the Business Freedom Calculator. In 5 minutes, you can answer 22 questions that will identify where you fall in one of the four stages of business growth. And the calculator will lay out specific action steps you need to take now to ultimately achieve the freedom you desire. But here's a hint. You need to be brutally honest when you answer these questions. So head over to dianalidstone.com/quiz. That's it. www.dianalidstone.com/quiz. Okay, those five mindset shifts. And they're about learning new skills that are so darn important. And I feel so strongly about these mindset shifts that I'm actually hosting a private retreat for my private clients on this exact topic. So the word shift, S. This is about stepping into the new identity of yourself. So as I said earlier, what got you here won't take you there. And I talked about this again in the hot chocolate story. My sick daughter had to create her new healthy identity. In other words, old beliefs, thoughts, and habits that got you to the growth stage, my friends, won't take you to the freedom stage. As chief everything officer, you push through, you work harder. You work harder just to get more clients. You hustle, you push through. You can only do that for so long. As the CEO, you need to become something different to take your business to the next level. You need to become the visionary. What is their vision for 3 and 10 years? You need to become a more confident leader. You have to have new thoughts and new habits. You have to let go of things and you have to double down on others. You have to decide what are you tolerating and what do you want. There's new skills, as I hinted, leadership, delegation, future thinking. As a CEO, here's a question. Imagine your business in 10 years from today. For the purposes of today, guess at your 10-year sales target. What would that be? Take a wild guess. Get a number in your head. Now, the question is, who do you need to become to lead your company to that new place? You might journal on that. Okay, that was the S. You have to step into a new identity. The H of the word shift is hyper-focus and master your emotional response. Here's what I mean. A chief everything officer constantly is being reactive to external forces. Think of this. You're responding to emails. You're answering phone calls. You're solving other people's problems. You're dealing with never-ending demands from employees. You feel like that freaking firefighter. A CEO, instead, manages emotions and proceeds thoughtfully and in control. They strategically plan, and they plan to fail. They delegate and hire to build a rockstar team, and they know that their behavior impacts others. So your team is watching what you do. They're watching everything that you do. Do you work 24/7? Do you work weekends? They're watching that. If your team is watching you, what behaviors might you need to change to truly lead a rockstar team? Now, here's one that I often see. I often see business owners showing up late for appointments consistently. Now, what does that tell their team? Showing up late for appointments to me is a sign that the business owner doesn't really respect my time. If your team is watching you show up consistently late, do they respect the client's time? Food for thought. Okay, so we've had S, which is step into your new identity. H, which is hyper-focus and master your emotional response. Here's I. I call this ignore your itty-bitty shitty committee or your negative self-talk. Now, in the hot chocolate story, my daughter had to reframe her negative thinking about drinking that hot chocolate, right? Now, I totally agree that it's almost impossible to ignore the self-doubt and the second-guessing, but you do have to become aware of it, and you do have to learn to reframe it. Now, here's the difference between a chief everything officer and a CEO. A chief everything officer allows procrastination and perfectionism to delay action. Maybe it's even inaction. There's that fear of letting go, that fear of stepping outside of your comfort zone, that fear of judgment, that fear of saying what you want. How do I know? Been there, done that, my friends. You can't let fear run your life or your business. A CEO, however, develops the confidence to show up as a leader with a big vision. And that means making big, bold moves, right? They have a vision. They have a strategy for implementing that vision. They have a strategy that includes resources to implement that vision. And it also means having a mentor, a coach, or even a board of advisors. So the question about what big, bold move might be required for you to 10x your business, for instance? I'd love it if you have some ideas, and I'd love it if you would, send me a message, an email, or a voice message. Okay, so here's where we are so far. The S is step into your new identity. The H is hyper-focus. The I is ignore that itty-bitty shitty committee. And the F, figure out your biggest priorities. And that means knowing with confidence and certainty where to spend your time. Again, I'll go back to the hot chocolate story, where I share that my daughter's biggest priority in her life is to stay healthy. She has created a life on her terms. And how that shows up for her, and I've seen her do this time and time again. When she applies for a new job, she would rather negotiate for more vacation than more money. So what about in your business? What's your biggest priority? Are you the chief everything officer and you're the juggler, hopping from one activity to another, which is, as we all know, very exhausting and time-wasting? Have you become totally overwhelmed and exhausted from making decisions? It's actually called decision fatigue. Are you the bottleneck in your business because you're the one that has to deliver that program, product, or service? Or are you the CEO where you spend less than 30 to 35% of your time delivering services? So what does that mean? It means you have a team and you've trained the team with your systems and processes. So for example, a lawyer spends less than 35% of their time delivering legal services, or an accountant spends less than 35% of their time doing accountancy work, right? They need a team that's a rock star team to lead their business into the future. You see, when your team has the systems and processes in place, it allows them to make those decisions on their own because you've told them what the boundaries are, right? So here's the question. How many hours a week in the last 7 days have you spent on high-value work that grew your business? So let me repeat this. How many hours in the past 7 days have you spent on high-value work that grew your business? In other words, work that impacted your bottom line or furthered your mission. I encourage you to do this exercise, right? And here's a five-step process for doing this. Number one, you've got to identify your zone of genius. Where is it? How is it? What do you do that only you can do that has the biggest impact on the growth of your business? The second thing is you have to audit your time. You've got to figure out where you're spending it. The third is you've got to get defensive about your time. What not to do, when to say no, when to say yes. Number four is you've got to focus solely on your zone of genius going forward. What is that work that you do that has the biggest impact? And number five is you've got to learn to delegate or outsource those things that you're not going to do. All right, the last, the T of the word shift, is to take time out for creation of your ideal life. This is all about deciding what you truly desire. Now, a chief everything officer, they very often go through the week, days, maybe even years without intention, right? They just go, go, go. It's hustle, hustle, do, do. They're often on the verge of relationship collapses. And as time goes by, their business and their life just sort of happens. There's a lack of feeling joyful and there's a lack of freedom. Now, on the other hand, my friends, the CEO knows that it's not about more effort, but more focused effort. Why do I talk about work less, profit more? It's about focusing your effort, not doing more. It's about focusing on quality versus quantity. For me, if you go back and listen to the episode about, what my husband's retirement taught me about my business, I talk about how I let go of my group program and focus solely on fewer clients who pay me higher ticket programs, right? I operate out of want versus need. CEOs operate out of want. What do they want in their life? It's not what they need. I want fewer clients versus needing more revenue. And this, a CEO schedules life on their terms. Now, my friends, that's a whole other topic for a whole other episode. but it's coming up. So here's the T question. Have you decided on what you want your life to look like? And I don't just mean, you know, this vague vision. I want you to be specific. I want this to be written out. I want it to be detailed. That's the first part. And the second part is you've got to put into place a strategy or plan to achieve that life or that business, right? So I've quickly gone through the five mindset shifts to embrace so that you can become a highly effective CEO. So that you can become confident in your decision-making, knowing what to focus on, what to prioritize, how to make strategic decisions, and how to get out of your own head so you have more joy, profit, and freedom. I hope you've taken notes. I know it's easy to listen to all of these things, but you need to apply it and you need it to put it into action. So that's why I'm suggesting if you need some support, some accountability, then let's chat soon. In the next episode, I'm going to share what it takes to run your business like a CEO without losing your sanity. And I'm going to share with you the three simple things you need. So my friends, thanks for listening to the Work Less, Profit More Business Podcast, where weekly you'll get business strategies and mindset shifts to help you build your well-oiled business machine. Until next week, remember, you can do this. Bye for now.